Masechet Tanis Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph until Perek Gimel Mishnah Daled. The first Perek of the Masechta went through the different levels of severity of the fast which were decreed when it wouldn't rain. So if it reached a certain date and it hadn't yet rained, the Talmidei Chachamim would start fasting 3 fasts. If it reached another date and it still hadn't rained, then the community would have to start fasting. If it still hadn't rained, they would have to start fasting for the night before. They wouldn't be able to work. There would be more restrictions. Until they reached the 4th level, the final 7 fasts, on which the shofar is blown, the special davening, etc. The focus of this perek are other tragedies, other occurrences for which fasts would be decreed, but this time it's more of an emergency, and therefore there aren't 4 different stages of severity, and waiting to see if it's going to rain, waiting to see if the situation will become better. Rather, in these cases, we go to the highest level of severity, and immediately the fasts start from the night. It's forbidden to work, to wash oneself, the shops are closed, and all the other restrictions we saw, which apply to the final 7 fasts when it comes to a place where it hasn't rained. So those would apply immediately after these situations occur. And then they would just continue fasting Monday, Thursday, until the tragedy or the danger has gone away. Says the Mishnah, Sedetanius Elu Ha'omur. The procedure of decreeing the different levels of severity of fasts, which we spoke about in the first perek, Birvil Rishona. That's talking about the first time for it to rain. If we're still waiting for the first rain of the winter season, so then the fast is decreed in a gradual way. Aval Tzmachim Shashonu, but plants which grew in an irregular way. For example, that year's produce was growing with very bad quality. Or if thorns and thistles are coming up from the ground instead of the grain which we want, Masrin Alei Miyad, we would blow the shofar for them immediately. And as well as blowing the shofar, also everything else which applies in the final level of severity of fast, which we discussed in the first perek, that would apply immediately in this situation. The same would apply to a situation where the rain stopped in between one rain and another rain for at least 40 days. So this time it did rain for the first time, but then after that, it stopped raining for 40 days. So this is considered to be a bigger emergency than when it hasn't rained at all. Because now the produce has sort of started to grow because it's received some water. But then if it doesn't get any more water after that, then everything which started growing is going to die. So that's considered a worse situation, and so Masrin Alei Miyad, they would blow the shofar immediately for those, and observe all of the strict laws of those fasts. Because it is a sign of a famine, a plague of a famine, which can cause a lot of damage to the entire ground.